Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Nun. We are holding on Daf Nun Amaral, four lines from the top of the page at the two dots. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and the Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. The Neshama should have an aliyah. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to talk about how Chinuch HaMizbeach fits into our Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about, if you don't bring this, do you bring that? If you miss the Tamid Shel Shachar, do you bring the Bein Arbayim? So all of a sudden we started talking about how to be Mechanech, the very Kalim. What does that have to do with anything in the Mishnah? How does it blend into the Mishnah? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the Knas for Kohanim who are lazy about the Tamid, but not for Kohanim who are lazy about the Ketores, right? We said in the Mishnah that if a Kohen doesn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, that's it. He's out for Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. But we don't have any such similar Knas for failure to bring the Ketores in the morning. So the Gemara is going to discuss why that might be the case. Then we're going to have a Machlokas whether the Chinuch of the Mizbeach HaZohav was in the afternoon or in the morning. Our Mishnah said it's in the afternoon, but we're going to see that that is not agreed upon by everybody. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether the Shulchan has any impact on the Lechem that's placed on it during a weekday. That on Shabbos it's Mekadesh Lechem. What if you put Lechem on a weekday? And the Gemara is going to talk about the one time that Ketores was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And what is unusual about that we normally would not bring Ketores on Mizbeach HaChitzon. Is that only that a Tzibor doesn't, but a Yachid does? So the Gemara is going to discuss that. That will bring us all the way to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. And the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to start the discussion of the Chavite Kohen Gadol, and when it could be that only half of the Chavite Kohen Gadol are brought. Normally you bring a certain amount, and then they cut it in half and bring half in the morning, half in the afternoon. So when would they only bring half of the measure of the Chavite Kohen Gadol? Then the Gemara is going to discuss why the half that isn't being used needs Ibur Tzura before burning it. Why can't you just burn it as is? And the Gemara is going to have a machlokas about the sequence of the baking and the frying of the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Which came first, the baking then the frying, or the frying then the baking, or was it perhaps three steps in the preparation of the Chavite Kohen Gadol? And then at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get to it, we're going to have four different shitos as to the source that preparing the Chavite Kohen Gadol is Docha Shabbos, that they're even allowed to do the preparations and the baking and everything of the Chavite Kohen Gadol on Shabbos itself. So let's begin, four lines from the top of the page. On Daf Nun Amud Aleph, so Lo Ekrivu Keves Baboker, we said if they were not Makriv the Keves in the morning, they're Makriv it Bein Arbayim. But Rabbi Shimon said, well, that's only if they were Anusim. And then we said if they were not Makriv the Ketores in the morning, they're Makter Bein Arbayim, and Amar Rabbi Shimon V'kula Yisakreva Bein Arbayim, that if they failed to be Makter Ketores in the morning, they'd bring the whole thing Bein Arbayim, Shem L'chad Ches Mizbeach Hazav El Ketores Samen, because they were only Mechanich the Mizbeach Hazav with the Ketores. So says Gemar, Chinuch Mandekar Shemei, who said anything about Chinuch HaMizbeach? What does that have to do with anything that we're talking about in our Mishnah? We didn't say anything about Chinuch HaMizbeach. So why does the Mishnah bring a reason? Ein Mechad Ches Mizbeach Hazav El Betamid Shel Shachar. So Chisurim Mechzor V'Hachi Ketani. No, the Mishnah is missing a line, meaning there's a line that we're supposed to add in our own minds, and it's supposed to read like this. Lo Ekrivu Keves Baboker, if they missed out on the Tamid Shel Shachar, Lo Yakrivu Bein Arbayim, then they're not allowed to bring a Bein Arbayim. Bamed Var Mamurim, when do we say that you're not allowed to bring a Bein Arbayim? That's only Shelo Nischanich HaMizbeach. That's only if the Mizbeach was never Nischanich with a Tamid Shel Shachar. So since you never had a Chinuch HaMizbeach, you're not allowed to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Aval, Nischanich HaMizbeach, but if the Mizbeach already had a Chinuch, and on some previous day, they had already brought a Tamid Shel Shachar on that Mizbeach, so the Mizbeach was already in operation, the Mizbeach was already functional, and it was just today that you didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, then Yakrivu Bein Arbayim, then you could bring the Bein Arbayim today, because you have a function. Mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Emasai. Rabbi Shimon says, when are you allowed to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? Because you have a functional Mizbeach, that's Bizman Shoyu Anusim HaShogin. That's only if you missed out on bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar because of some sort of Ones or Shogeg. Avalim Hayu Mizidin Lo Kriva Keves Baboker. But if they purposely they deliberately did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, then lo yakrivu ben arbaim. Then there's a kenas. They're not allowed to bring the Tamid Shel ben arbaim. However, by the ketores, it's different. Lo hiktiru ketores baboker, yaktiru ben arbaim. If they did not bring the ketores in the morning, then they're maktir ben arbaim. It's on that din that we're saying that if the mizbeach was not nischanich, that you cannot bring the Tamid Shel ben arbaim, that the Mishnah says, because we're not mechanich the mizbeach ha'ola, ela b'tamid shel shachar. I mean, it goes on that added line in the Mishnah that we said that if you have a mizbech that was never nischanech, then you cannot start with a tamid shel ben arbaim, because the only way to be mechanech the mizbech is with a tamid shel shachar. So says Mar Minani Mili, how do I know that if a mizbech was never nischanech with a tamid shel shachar, then you cannot bring a tamid shel ben arbaim? Ditan Rabbanan, the Brisa says when it comes to the chiruch hamizbech, v'esakeves hasheni ta'aseh ben arbaim. So we darshan from the words hakeves hasheni, that if you're makrev the keves after that if you're makrev one keves baboker, then sheni ben arbaim, then you're makrev the second keves ben arbaim, but v'lo rishon ben arbaim, the first ever sheep on that mizbeach cannot be the tamid shel ben arbaim, meaning you need a chinuch with a tamid shel shachar. Ba'medvar mumurim, when do we say that you're not makrev ben arbaim? That's only shalom nischanich hamizbeach. That's only if the mizbeach had never been made functional through a chinuch hamizbeach by the tamid shel shachar. Aval nischanich hamizbeach afilu rishon ben arbaim. But once the mizbeach has been nischanich, once you have a functional mizbeach because you once had a tamid shel shachar, so then you can bring a tamid shel ben arbaim on a particular day, even if on that very day you had not brought a Tamid Shel Shachar. Now Rashi points out, even though the lashon of the pasuk hakeves hasheni, it says by the olas hatamid on every day, because it says esakeves echatas of boker v'esakeves hasheni taser ben arbaim. So lechora one could have learned from there that even on a day that's not the day of the chinuch hamizbeach, you're not makrev tamid shel ben arbaim unless you brought the tamid shel shachar. But the Sifri darshins from the fact that it says an additional time in that very same parsha v'esakeves hasheni, and that pasuk that when it says an additional time does not mention the Keves HaRishon, that tells me that you're makrev shel ben arbaim even without a tamid shel shachar. So you learn both dinim, both that you need once to have brought a tamid shel shachar on the mizbeach in order to make the mizbeach functional, but also that day you did not have to have brought a tamid shel shachar in order for the mizbeach to handle a tamid shel ben arbaim. And then the Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Emasai, when are you allowed to bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim? That's Bizman Shayu Anusin Oshogigin. When do we allow a Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, even though there was a failure to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar? That's only if that failure was due to an Ones or a Shogeg. Avlim Hayu Mazidin, Lo Akrivu Keves Baboker, Li Akrivu Ben Arbaim. But if they Bemazid did not bring a Tamid Shel Shachar, then they may not bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Lo Akhtiru Ketores Baboker, Yakhtiru Ben Arbaim. But if they Bemazid were not Maktir Ktoris in the morning, they may bring the Ktoris Ben Arbayim. So says Mara, V'chi Kohanim Chatum Mizbeach Batel. Why does this make any sense? The Kohanim did an Aveir by not bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar. So that now we're going to cost the Mizbeach, the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim? These Kohanim didn't do their responsibility. Why should all of Klal Yisrael suffer on account of lazy Kohanim? So Amarava Hachi Kamar, Lo Yakrivu Hain, avalachirim yakrivu. No, the carbon's going to be brought. These kohanim are not going to be allowed to be the ones to bring it. Meaning when we do the pious to determine who gets to bring the tamid shel ben arbaim, they're not entered into the raffle. The kohanim who failed that morning are not allowed to even enter the raffle to be able to bring it in the afternoon. That's how the Karen Ora explains. Lo ektiru ktaris baboker yaktiru ben arbaim. But we make no such kana when it comes to Ketores. So says Gemara, the reason they didn't make a knas when it comes to Ketores is for two reasons. To keep it a little shchicha, first of all, the Ketores is not as common as the Olas HaTamid, because they're makdir Ketores only twice a day, and that's it. There's no other time during the day where you bring Ketores, as opposed to a Karban Ola. There are lots of Karbanos Ola that are brought throughout the day. When Yechidim bring Nedarim Unedavos, Rashi points out, they bring an Olas Nedava all the time. Rashi also writes a different explanation that by Ketores you don't find that that you bring it any additional time, meaning no single person brings it an additional time, because Gemara in Yom Daf Chavav says that Lo Shana Adam Eolam, that no one ever brought it more than once, because it was a skula for Ashira, so we wanted to spread the wealth a little bit. So maybe that's what it means, that it's Lo Shchicha, that it's not Shchiach for the same guy to ever have it more than once. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. But and the second thing is Uma Atra, and the Ketores has a skula that it brings a person wealth. That the pasuk says in Simu Ketores Bapecha and Beruch Hashem Chelo. So the Gemara in Yuma says that we see from there that there's a skula for Ashirus with the Ketores. Tosus points out that's not the real reason. The real reason is the first reason, because the Gemara in Yuma says that Ola also is a skula for Ashirus. So if we're trying to differentiate why the Ketores, when someone failed to bring the Olas Hatamid in the morning, he's penalized that he may not bring it in the afternoon. But we make no such penalty on someone who fails to bring Ketores. We're trying to distinguish between Ketores and Ola. It's a funny distinction to make that Ketores is a skula for Ashirus. Tosfos points out Ola is also a skula for Ashirus. So that doesn't seem to be the Iker Chiluk between them. Forget it, Iker Chiluk, once you have that, you know, that's it's not a Chiluk at all. Why is the Gemara even mentioning that the Ketores is Mashir if the Ola is also Mashir? I mean, Tosfos Kasha is too good a Kasha. The Gemara never should have mentioned that Ketores gives a person Ashirus if an Ola also gives a person Ashirus. So the Chaknasan on Tosus writes, no, they both give a person Ashirus, but Ketores is a better school. It's a stronger school, because it's done more lefnim. The Mizbeach HaPnimi handles the Ketores, the Mizbeach HaChitzon handles the Ola. So therefore, it's a greater skula, a more powerful skula for Ashirus to have the Ketores. So the second reason there's no need to make a penalty is Uma Atra and Chavivaluhu Velo Pashi, because it is so, it provides a person with wealth. That's why it's Chaviv and people will not be Posheya. So we don't have to worry that we need to make a Knas, otherwise they're going to be Posheya. No one's going to be Posheya with the Ketores. Everyone wants to be, whenever you have a skula, look, if you had a skula for a year of Shemayim, people maybe wouldn't be so excited about, but a skula for Ashirus, you know, that's that always gets people going. So you can always assume that people will be vying for such a skula. Now, this based on this, the Maril writes in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz that we have a minhag not to be mechabid b'sandekotus at a bris mila, one person for two children within the same family. Because he says bris mila is like being maktir ketores. The raglei hasandik are like the mizbeach. So it's as if you're being maktir the ketores. The sandik is being maktir the ketores, and therefore, just like by the Ketores, we spread the wealth, so too over here, when it comes to Sandekotus, we spread the wealth. And this is a minhag, it's quoted in the Ramah, in Yaradeh, in Simen Reish Samechei, in Hilchus Mila, that it's Nog in the Hadar Achar Mitzvah Zu, that people should, the minhag is to vie for this mitzvah, to want to be a Sandek at a bris, because a Sandek is like a Maktir Ketores. So even though sometimes people are like, nah, not so interested in the Kibbutz, when you ask to be a Sandek, the minhag is to be excited about it and to not always say, oh, try this one, try that one, you know, it is a minhag to do it, and not to give it to more than one person in the family. Now the Bir Agra on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't get it. He says, well, why one person in a family? It should never be, you should never be sounding more than once in your life, meaning if it's really like the Ketores you only do once in your life. What does it have to do with one family? So you should never be sounding more than once at all. And plus, the Gras says that at school of Rashirus, it doesn't seem to work. Meaning, a lot of people who are Sandik, and they were never Nisasher. So he says, the minig is based on the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, that you should not make someone a Sandik, L'shnei Banav, Eliam Kain, Mace Echad. Okay, there's some other something over there, but nothing to do with Ketores. However, others explain that, no, it is based on Ketores, and it's just that the Chassam Sofer writes, there's some many more baby boys born in Klal Yisrael than there are opportunities for Ketores. So that's why we limit to, we say within one family, don't do it more than once, because there are thousands of babies born on a daily basis. So you can't say that no one should ever be a Sandik more than one time. In the Sefer Lema'an Briso, it's quoted here in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta, he quotes from Rav Chaim Kreisworth that he heard from a Temani Rav that the minhag in Teman was not to be mechalek the kibudim, that everything was done by the sandik. He was the kvater, he was the sandik, he was the moel, he did everything. By rebbes they do that. By rebbes the sandik and the moel at the same time. But he was he would hold the baby at the shas habracha. He would give the baby back to the father after the bris, and that's what that's why you don't see sandik people coming rich from being a sandik, because they're not doing it right. If they would be a sandik and they would do it properly, then they would for sure become ashirin. So you have to be a Sephardi to say something like that, because if you know, people might try it, you know, then what are you going to say if they don't become rich, right? I think they say that the stipler was a sandik so many times, and they asked the stipler, what happened, how come you're not a rich man? He said, what do you mean I'm not a rich man? I have a son, Reb Chaim. Is there a greater ashirus than that? Ashirus is a mindset, right? It's not always necessarily measured in dollars and cents. Well, certainly with such a weak dollar, it's not always measured in shekels or yen either. So the other thing that the poskim discuss is that Sfasemis asks on the Gemara that the Gemara in Yom Adav Chavav that no one ever repeated the Ketores. So how come the Kohen Gadol was makter the Ketores whatever he wanted, and on Yom Kippur every year he was makter the Ketores that we allowed? So what you see apparently is that it's ma'ashir, but the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be an ashir. He's supposed to be megadol me'achav. So if you're supposed to be mashir him, so we don't want to spread his wealth too much. So we want the Kohen Gadol. But other achronim point out, no, that it could be that it's really the Kohen Gadol's mitzvah. The default is that it's the Kohen Gadol's mitzvah, and then everybody else is also able to do it outside of Yom Kippur. Everybody else is able to do it. Whenever it's primarily one person's mitzvah, they're always allowed to take it. So it could be, some of the achronim suggest, that if an Avi HaBen wants to take Sandikos for all of his children, that he is that he's permitted to do so, that he's permitted to take for all of his children. The minig is that he's mochel to his father, or to the next generation up. Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation now where not only our grandfathers being sandik, great grandfathers are being sandik. We had my grandson's bris a couple of weeks ago. The big decision was which of the four great grandfathers, you know, to give sandikos to. So my son read in the sefer somewhere that he's supposed to be mechavid his father, and the only person his father is allowed to be mochel to his own father. So my father ended up being the sandik. So okay, but that's the idea of not being mochel, meaning of not having sandikos more than once, is based on this idea that it's ma'atra. So it's a skula for wealth, and we try to spread the wealth as much as possible. So I'm Rabbi Shimon. V'kulay sakreva bein arba'im. So Rabbi Shimon said, when you are not makter the ketores in the morning, and you're being makter bein arba'im, you bring the whole thing bein arba'im. You bring a full mana bein arba'im, as opposed to splitting it and bring, where you only bring half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Because when they were mechanich the mizbeach hazav, it was with ketores shel bein arba'im, which obviously meant it was the first one that day, because it was the first one ever. And at that time, they brought a mana shalem. So ask the Gemara of Atanya, b'ketores hasam shel shachar. But we have a price that says, no, they were mechanich the mizbeach, not with the ketores shel bein arba'im, but with the ketores shel shachar. Says Mar Tanaihi. Yeah, it's a machlokas Tanaim. It's a machlokas between our Mishnah and this Brisa, how they were mechanich the mizbeach haketores. Was it with ketores shel shachar or ketores shel bein arba'im? Amar Abayim, mistabra kamandi amar b'ketores samish shel bein arba'im. Our Mishnah is the more mistaber shita, that it's the ketores shel bein arba'im that they were mechanich the mizbeach with. Dichsiv, because the pasuk describes by the chinuch hamizbeach with the ketores hasamim, it says baboker baboker beitivo esaneros yakt. tirena, that the haktara should be at the same time that they're meitiv the neros, that they clean out the neros and prepare them for hadlaka. Well, he loved avad hadlaka miurta hatav b'tzafra mehecha. Had they not lit the neros the previous evening, then what are you cleaning out in the morning? So apparently the first hadlaka saneros with the chinuch haMenorah was done ben harbayim, and therefore the haktara rishona of the ketores on the mizbeach hapanimi must have also been done ben harbayim, because the Torah makes this link between the haktaras haketores and the hadlakas haneros, because it says ubahalos aronas haneros ben harbayim yaktirena. So leman diyamar ketores samshel shachar. What are you going to do with the opinion that says that they were mechanich the mizbeach hapanimi dafka with the ketores shel shachar? So gomar mi mizbeach ha'ola, he learns the din of chinuch mizbeach hazav from the din of chinuch mizbeach ha'ola, that mala halan betamid shel shachar afkan b'ketores sam shel shachar, that just like the big mizbeach, the mizbeach ha'ola, the mizbeach hachitzon was nischanich, was made functional by the tamid shel shachar, so too the mizbeach hapanimi was nischanich and was made functional by the ketores shel shachar. Okay, then the Mishnah said, "V'loas haShulchan ella b'lechem apanim b'Shabbos." That the chinuch of the Shulchan is only with the lechem apanim on Shabbos. So says Gemara, "Ella b'chala chinuch yidlo mechanech hakedusha mikdash." The implication is, you're right, you can't be mechanech the Shulchan with lechem apanim during the weekday, but it will still do something. It will still be makdish the lechem, makdish it to the point that it would become pasul b'yotze. That if it would leave the azara, it would become pasul. And other psulim that you have by things that have kedusha and lechora, that's a stira to a mishnah we're going to have later in the Masechta, where the mishnah is going to say that the lechem only becomes kadosh to become vulnerable to all the psulim if you leave it on the shulchan on Shabbos, if you place it on the shulchan on Shabbos. So how come our mishnah implies that you only can't be mechanech the shulchan on a weekday? The implication being that the shulchan can be makdish the lechem on a weekday. There's a Mishnah on Daf Kuf that's going to tell us that the Shulchan cannot do anything on a weekday. It cannot be makdish the lechem on a weekday either. So it says Gemara, no. The Tan is not only talking about the chinuch haShulchan when it says that it can only be done on Shabbos. Yigufa kamashvlan the chinuch v'kiddush the Shulchan b'Shabbosu. It's saying that just like the chinuch of the Shulchan can only happen on Shabbos, the Shulchan's capacity to be makadesh is also only on Shabbos and cannot happen during the week. And the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya that's what it means. Ketani Seifa, it says in the Seifa, by the menorah, v'loas ha-menorah, ela b'shiva neroseha, bein arbayim. So by the menorah, the Tana is talking about the whole mitzvah, because other than the hadlaka, Bein Arbayim, there's no other mitzvah. There's nothing that it's being Mekadesh. So just like by the menorah, by definition, it's the entire mitzvah, so too by the Shulchan, the Tan is talking about all of the mitzvahs, HaShulchan, everything the Shulchan is able to accomplish, both the chinuch of the Shulchan and the kiddush of the lechem that is placed on the Shulchan, that both of them have to be dafka on Shabbos. So just like by the menorah, the everything you do with the menorah, which is only one thing, the hadlaka HaMenorah is done at night, so too by the Shulchan, everything that the Shulchan is impactful for, namely the chinuch of the Shulchan, as well as being Makadish Lechem, is all done only on Shabbos, it's all done only at one time. And this works out great, according to Shitas Rashi, that they only lit the Neros once a day, and that was during the nighttime. However, the Rambam writes, the Rambam holds that they were Madlik the Menorah in the morning as well. So it sort of messes up this whole limit over here. The whole point of the way Rashi learned it is just like you would only do the hadlaka, there was only one thing to do with the menorah, and it was only at night. So too the Shulchan is only on Shabbos. The Rambam holds that they would be madlik the menorah during the day as well. So Sfasemis writes that it's pashut that you're not mechanich b'hadlaka b'boker, because that's not the ikar mitzvah. The ikar atoelis is at night, and that's the point. Chazanish is miyashiv that the Rambam is also moda that if you're not madlik the neros ben arbayim because of some sort of ones, then you would not be madlik b'boker, because the hadlaka b'boker is only the hashlama for the night. The ikar mitzvah is belayla, because it says may erev ad boker, and therefore we say if you don't do the hadlaka may erev, it's not shaykh to do a hatava in the morning. Now, Avnei Nezer brings a raya to the Shita Sarambam, because the Mishnah says, "V'loas haMenorah Ela b'shiva neirosa bein arbayim. That if you're not madlik bein arbayim, if you were only madlik bein arbayim, why does that tell us that that's the only way you're mechanich the menorah? Of course, it's the only thing you do with the menorah. So Avnei Nezer says it's actually a raya to the Rambam that they must have been madlik it twice. Otherwise, the Mishnah wouldn't have to say on the only time you're the only way to be mechanich it is bein arbayim. Of course, that's the only thing you ever do with it. So the Briskerov points out it's not necessarily such a great raya, because one might have argued the hatavas haneros, which is done in the morning, that might be a chinuch as well. Okay, anyway. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa that there was one time that there were maktir ktores on the mizbeach hachitzon zeu ktores sha'olso liyachid, and that alone was a ktores that a yachid and not a tzibur brought on mizbeach hachitzon v'ra sha'a haisa, and it was a hara sha'a. So it says, Heicha, when did that happen that there were maktir ktores of a yachid on the mizbeach ha'ola? When and why did that happen? So I'm Rapapa bin Nesiyim, it's by the Nesiyim, the ktores that they brought, the 12 Nesiim brought by the Chanukas HaMishkan, where it says each of them, Kaf Achas Asara Zahav Melea Ketores. So that Ketores was actually brought on the Mizbeach HaOla, and it was the only time a Yachid brought Ketores on the Mizbeach HaOla. So as the Gemara, it sounds like when you say Hara Shah Haisa, Al Yachid on the Mizbeach HaChitzon Udalo, that it's the only time a Yachid ever brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But that implies Hal Mizbeach Panimi Makriv, that a Yachid sometimes did bring Ketores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and also on the Mizbeach HaChitzon Yachid Udalo. It also implies that a Yachid never, there was no other time a Yachid brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Sounds like HaTzibur Mikravu, that a Tzibur did bring on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Neither of those things seem to be correct, right? Meaning it seems that the Ketores is always Shal Tzibur, and it's always on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. You don't have Shal Tzibur on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, nor do you have Shal Yachid on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. V'atanya, doesn't Brisa tell me? Yachl, yeah, Yachid Misnadiv, maybe Kiyotzeba, Nadava. You might think that a Yachid could bring Ketores as a Nadava, V'koreani, but... And I'll say about the kiyum of such a nedava motzas v'sechatish marva asisa, that he's fulfilling that which he committed. Tamal Omer, that's why the pasuk says by the mizbeach haketores lo salu alav ketores zara, that a ketores yachid is a ketores zara. You're not allowed to bring it on the mizbeach haketores, because only the ketores shel tzibur is allowed on the mizbeach hapnimi. Yachal lo yehe yachid mevi sheim mevi chavasa keyotziba. So you might think, okay, fine, a yachid cannot bring ketores as a nedava, because we never find that a Yachid ever has a chiyuv to bring ketores. So since you never have a carbon chova of ketores, maybe he cannot be menadev ketores either. Aval tzibur ye maybe, but you would think that tzibur could be menadev ketores. She maybe chova keyotzeba, because the tzibur has a chiyuv of ketores each and every day. Tamalomer lo salu. That's why it says lo salu b'loshon rabim, that the tzibur is on the tzibur as well. That you're not allowed to bring a ketores zara on the mizbeach. So tzibur that decides to be menadev ketores, it's a ketores zara. It doesn't belong on the mizbeach. You're not allowed to be makter it. Yachal lo yalu al mizbeach hapnimi. So I might think, yeah, but that pasuk is only telling me not to be mala on the mizbeach hapnimi. Aval yalu al mizbeach hachitzon, but that you can be mala it on the mizbeach hachitzon. Tamal omer. That's why the pasuk says in this coming week's parsha, all the pesukim we've been dealing with so far have been in this past week's parsha. So I don't know, does count as a human coincidence when all that's on our mind is Purim and Eretz Yisrael, but it's still between the two parshios that so it's got to count any other time of year. The Eshemina Mishcha Vesktoris Hasamim LaKodesh Kechal Asher Tzivisicha Yaasu. So Ein Lecha Elamasha Amur BeInyan, that you're only allowed to do it, what we were told in this at the very end of Parshas Tetzaveh, that Victor Levaron Ktoris Samim, that to be Makdu the Ktoris of the Tzibur on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and nothing else. There's no ketores ever on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and there's never a case of an individual being makdir ketores anywhere. So you see that a yachid cannot be makdir ketores even on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and a tzibur cannot be makdir ketores even on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And that seems to be against the diuk that the Gemara made from the previous brisa. So answers the Gemara, Amar Papa Lomi Bayuka Amar. When the previous brisa says that you're not allowed to have ketores yachid on the Mizbeach mizbeach achitzon, except for that one time by the Nesiim, lo mi by a tzibur al mizbeach achitzon delo ashkechan. It's saying that you don't even need to tell me that a tzibur is not makdir ketaras on the mizbeach achitzon, because that we don't find anywhere that the tzibur is makdir on the mizbeach achitzon. Lo mi by yachid on the mizbeach apnimi delo ashkechan. And you also don't need to tell me that a yachid cannot be makdir ketaras on the dava on the mizbeach apnimi, because we never find any time that a yachid is makdir on the mizbeach apnimi. The chiddush is ela afilu yachid on the mizbeach achitzon dashkan b'nesiim, that even if a yachid wants to be menadev ketaras to bring on the mizbeach achitzon, where there is historical precedent, it happened in the times of the nesiim. Harasha haisa, you should realize that it was a one and only time. It was a harasha just at the time of the nesiim, at the Chanukas Hamishkan. Never again. We're never allowed to be menadev ketaras on the mizbeach achitzon nor the mizbeach hapnimi. Not a yachid, not a tzibur, not anything. Okay, so now we move on to the discussion of the Chavite Kohen Gadol. The pasuk says in the Torah in Parshas Tzav, "Ze korban Aaron uvanav asher akrivu l'Hashem biyomi mashachoso asira seifa solos mincha tamid machatzisa baboker umachatzisa ba'arev." So a Kohen Gadol has to bring a korban mincha where he splits it in half, half in the morning, half in the in bein arba'im. So the Mishnah tells us, "Chavite Kohen Gadol lo hayu ba'in chatzayin." The Chavite Kohen Gadol, you don't bring a half of nisaron in the morning and then go fetch another half isaron and bring it in the afternoon. No, elamevi isaron shalem. You have to bring one full isaron at a time, vichotzeu, and you cut it in half. You split it in half, and then makrav mechza boker mechza bein arba'im. You makrav half of it in the morning, and half of it in Bein Arba'im. So Kohen Shehevi Mechza, let's say a Kohen brought Mechza Shachris, he brought the half that he was supposed to bring in the morning, Vameis, and then he died that day. Minu Kohen Achar Tachtav, and then they put another Kohen Gadol in this place, obviously. So what does he do about the Bein Arba'im half? So Lo Yavi Chatzi Yisorun Mi Beiso, he can't just bring a Chatzi Yisorun from his own house, and also Velo Chatzi Yisorun Shel Rishon, he also can't just pick up the Chatzi Yisorun that was left behind by the other guy. He needs to bring another full isaron, split it in half. Umakrav mechza, umechza avad. And he's makrav half of that bein arba'im, and the other half gets lost. Gets destroyed. Nimsu shnei chatzon kraven v'shnei chatzon ovdin. So it turns out, if you do the math, the Kohen Gadol that died, that brought the one in the morning, the second half of his is destroyed, and the other half of the guy who took over, the other half of his is destroyed as well. Tosfos raises the kasha that there is a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that we had back on Dav Ches, that the Minchas Chavitin that you're Mekadesh L'chatzayin is Mekadeshas, meaning there's no Chiv to be Mekadesh the entire Isaron B'Kedush Saguf. The Chiv is to bring a full Isaron Mibeso to the Beis HaMikdash, but you could be Mekadesh only half an Isaron. So as Tosos, can't the Kohen just bring an Isaron Shalem, only be Mekadesh half of it, and then you don't have to be Ma'abed the other half? You could be Pota it, because it only has Kedushas Damim, and anything that only has Kedushas Damim, you could always be Poda. You don't have to be Mekadish the whole thing with Kedushas Aguf. So Tosfos writes that according to Blazer, yeah, you could be Poda the Chatzi Yisaron, and Mechza Avad means that Kolzman, that you're not Poda it, you're going to have to, it's going to have to be destroyed. But otherwise, Enochinami, it's subject to pidyon. Okay, so says the Gemara. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Another example where half of the Chavite Kohen Gadol is going to be destroyed. Ilu ne'amar mincha machtzis ha'isi omer mevi chatzi yisar mibeis ha'shachris ha'makriv v'chatzis yisar mibeis ha'arvis ha'makriv. Had the Torah formulated the mitzvah as mincha machtzis, to bring a half a mincha, so then I would have said, okay, half at a time. Only bring a half an yisar in the morning, half yisar in the afternoon. Tabal omer machatzisa baboker. Umachatzisa ba'erev, half of it. What does half of it mean? Mechza mishalim umakriv, that you bring half of a shalim, an isaron shalim. Haketzad, how do you pull that off? Maybe isaron shalim vichotzehu, you bring a full isaron and split it in half. Umakriv mechza boker mechza bein arba'im, and you makriv half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Nitma mechza shel bein arba'im ushavad. It doesn't have to be that the Kohen Gadol dies. Let's say the other half that you haven't yet brought, for the, that you had put aside for the afternoon, became tamei or became lost. So yachol yavi chatz yisaron beso arvis viakriv. You might think just replace it with another half isaron tamalomer. That's why the pasuk says machatz yisab baboker or machatz yisab beerev mechza mishalem umevi. That every mechza has to have been from an isaron shalem. So okay, so what do you do? Maybe isaron shalem beso vichotzeu umakriv mechza umechza v'nimtzu shnei chatzon kraven v'shnei chatzon ovdin. What you're going to have to do if half of it got lost or half of it became tamei in the middle of the day is bring another isaron shalem, split it in half, be makrav half of it, and now you'll have a second half that's also going to have to be ne'avad. And likewise, what we already learned, kohen gadol shikrav mechza shachris umeis, if a kohen gadol brought half in the morning and then he died, uminu achar tachtav, they appointed another kohen gadol in his place in the middle of that day, yachol yavi chatzi yisaron mibeis, so you might think he brings his own chatzi yisaron from his house, oh chatzi yisaron shel rishon, or that he just picks up the chatzi yisaron of the first guy, tamalom machtzisa umachatzisa ba'erev, from the extra umachatzisa, the letter vav, mechza mishalim umevi umakrev, haketzad, maybe yisaron shalim v'chatzei umakrev, mechza aved, he brings in yisaron shalim, splits it in half, is makrav half of it, and the other half gets destroyed. Nimsu shnei chatzon avdim, shnei chatzon kraven. So two halves are brought, and two halves are destroyed. Tani Tana kamei d'Rav Nachman. So they taught in front of Brisa, the Tana who taught Brisas in front of Rav Nachman taught as follows: Mechza rishon, mechza sheni, to ubar tzurason v'yetzel l'beisas reifa. What does it mean that it's nevad? What do you do with it? You wait for ibar tzura, which means you make it go through psul. Leave it around until the next day so it can become pasul, and only then you burn it. Now, this is questionable. There is a Mishnah in Pesachim and Daf Pei Beis that tells us that any kachim that needs to be burnt because of a psul begufo, because of an inherent psul in it, like the carbon became tameh, you don't need to do ibar tzura, just burn it. But kachim that the problem is the bilum of the carbon, like the bilum died or something like that, and therefore you have to burn the carbon, that's where you require ibar tzura. So according to this, Rav Nachman explains, why do you need ibar tzura on the second half of the... Of this carbon. Amalei Rav Nachman Bishlam Arishon Ichsila Krava. I understand that you need to apostle the other half of the dead Kohen Gadol's Isaron of the dead Kohen Gadol's Chavite Kohen Gadol because it's a problem in the Kohen that it was Roy La Krava and the Kohen died. El Sheni, but what the second Kohen Gadol who took over, where he put aside an Isaron and he split it in half and he was only able to bring half. Lamle Ibar Tzura, why does that second half need Ibar Tzura? Why do you need a Psalina? Meikara Ibar Kaasi. It was always destined to go to the Ibud. It was never Ra'ui, and therefore it should not, you should be able to burn it right away. You should not require Ibud Tzura. So it says Gemara, Da'amar Lach Mani. Who's the Tana that taught this? Tana de Beit Rabba Baravua. Who? It's Tana de Beit Rabba Baravua. Da Amar Afilu Pigul Ta'on Ibar Tzura. He happens to hold that even a psul, a real psul, Chomer Midaraisa, in the Guf HaKorban, will require an Ibar Tzura. So therefore, if every time you burn Kachem requires Ibar Tzura, this would be the same. Ravashi Amar Afilu Teim Rabbanan. Rav says, no, we could even be going like the Rabbanan. Kiva de Be'inna de Palgibuhu Iba'i Hai Makrav V'Iba'i Hai Makrav Mechza Chazu. Since at the time that you split that Isaron into two, it was not yet determined which half Isaron you were going to bring. So therefore, both were considered to be Ra'ui. And since both were considered to be Ra'ui initially, so that's why it's going to require a psulina before you sorif it, before you burn it. Good. So now the Gemara is going to have a machlokas about the sequence of the baking and the frying of the Chavite Kohen Gadol. The Chavite Kohen Gadol requires both baking and frying. So which happens first? Say Itmar, Chavite Kohen Gadol, Ketzan Osin Osan. How do they do the Chavite Kohen Gadol? Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ofa V'achar Kach Metagna. Bake, then fry. Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Chanina, Metagna V'achar Kach Ofa. Fry, and then bake. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Kavase Didi Mistavra. He says, it's more Mistavra like my Shita, that you bake it first, because the Torah says, Tufine Minchas Pitim. So we darshan, what's Tufine? It's a funny word. Tofena Na'a. That you should bake it in a way that it bakes really nicely. Well, if it's already previously fried, it doesn't bake so nicely. Rabbi Asi Amar Kavasi Tidi Mistavra. Rabbi Asi says, no, my shita is more mistaver, that you should fry it first before you bake it, because tufine He darshans means tofena, not na'a, but na, when it's already partially cooked. Bake it when it's not as a lashon we have by the Karban Pesach, that when it's already partially cooked. So obviously that means that you fry it prior to the baking. So kitanai, maybe this is in fact a machlokas tanai, because the Braisa tells us tufine tofena na, not with the hay, na, that partially cooked. Rebbe Omer tofena na, Rebbe Yossi Omer, and then a third shita tofena rabba, that there should be lots of baking that goes on. So that's a third shita that we haven't seen, that we haven't seen yet. What does he hold? Islay nav, islay na'ah. He thinks both are true. That both drushas, that you have to bake it at a time when it's going to bake really nicely, and you also have to bake it at a time when it's already partially cooked. And the only way to do that is in three steps: that you bake it, then you fry it, then you bake it. So the first baking is na'ah. The second baking is going to be na'ah, and that's the way you do the chavite kohen gadol. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up on Purim with Tanan Hassam. Everyone have an easy fast and a fail concern. And stay safe in Eretz Israel. Okay.